This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says he has decided how to respond to the killing of three American service members in Jordan, noting that he does not want to expand war in the Middle East while not giving specifics of how the U.S. will proceed. Officials say they are still determining which of several Iran-backed groups was responsible for the killings, the first since a wave of attacks on U.S. forces in the region since the October 7th Hamas assault on Israel. Israeli commandos disguised as medical workers and Muslim women raided a hospital in the occupied West Bank Tuesday and killed three Palestinian militants. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Reuters reports that according to witnesses and authorities, one of the three who were killed was lying paralyzed in his hospital bed at the time. This is Naji Nizal, the medical director of the Ibn Sina Hospital. They killed three youths in their room while they were sleeping on their beds in the room. They killed them in cold blood with direct gunshots to the head. The Israeli military said that the three militants were killed in a joint undercover operation by the Army, Shin Bet, Security Service, Border Police, and the Ibn Sina Hospital in Jenin, one of the most volatile cities in the West Bank. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The Israeli military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout without providing evidence. It has alleged that one of those targeted in the raid transferred weapons and ammunition to others for a planned attack. Israeli right-wing protesters crowded outside the Nitzana crossing between Israel and Egypt on Tuesday to block the entry of aid for Gaza through the crossing. Protests in Israel have been gaining steam in recent weeks.